We are back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, segment number 4, and we're going to spend some time talking today with Jonathan Mertz. He is the chair of Little Apple Pride, which is going on this Saturday here in Manhattan. Jonathan, how are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Looking forward to another great weekend of events. Manhattan's been busy the last couple weeks, and I think a lot of folks are going to be excited to get back out and celebrate Pride Month.
Yeah, we are definitely very excited. Little Apple Pride has not been able to do anything for now a couple of years. We had to cancel a couple of our major Pride events. And so we decided to have a picnic this June to kind of kick things off and get started as we get ready for our big Pride in April of 2022.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about the when and where things are happening at this Saturday.
Well, Little Apple Pride is going to be a picnic this year, and it's going to be at Blue Earth Plaza. That's the park directly across the street from the Flint Hills Discovery Center and the Hilton Garden Inn. And it's from noon until 3 p.m. We will have some hot dogs and community groups and some performers. And like I said, it's basically a chance for people to reconnect with the community and to kick things off for next year.
All right. Looking forward to that. So some food options. Who are some of the performers coming out?
Well, Ty Wu, who is very popular, and what's really great is Ty Wu actually sings, doesn't necessarily lip sync, and Lil' Kim Chi. They're people who know Manhattan's drag scene will definitely know the two of them, and they both put on great shows. They're both local K-Staters and from the Manhattan area.
All right, and obviously, last year with the pandemic canceling things, the first time really for a lot of folks to come together. We've been seeing Pride events going on across the country here this month. This is really Manhattan's big first big Pride event here, I think, of 2021.
Yeah, we had to cancel, obviously, in 2020. I guess for a little background, a lot of people don't know this, but Manhattan traditionally celebrates Pride in April. Pride was originally created by some students at Kansas State, and so they wanted to have an event for the community, but also for the students. And so they chose a date in April. And even though now it's more organized by community members, we want to keep that April date. So we weren't able to have it, obviously, last year. We had big plans and Pride was growing. It's usually in City Park and we had over 1,000 people at the prior one in 2019. And we had big plans to make 2020 this really big event. And about a week before we were signing contracts, suddenly everything stopped. So that got put on hold. And then since things were so much up in the air and you know, the vaccination rate hadn't gotten very high and we just weren't sure, we decided to not do the large Pride event in April of this year, 2021, and that we would have this picnic instead in June. June is traditionally the Pride Month celebrated all around the world, and it's in recognition of the riots at the Stonewall Inn.
Right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And we don't know that history. At one time, it was basically illegal to be gay in the United States, and the police were raiding a bar, and traditionally the people who were arrested went quietly, and their lives were ruined because their names would be in the paper. They'd be outed, and this was in the 1960s, and something happened that night, and they fought back. And I'm usually not an advocate for violent reactions, but there's lots of stories about how drag queens were doing high kicks and scaring the police off. And so there was a riot. It seems like there were some, it was a pretty unique one. And so the very next year, New York City had their first Pride event to mark what happened. And then it spread around the world.
Wow. Well, I mean, it's and we're seeing more support here for the LGBTQ plus community in across the nation. And how would you rate it here locally?
I would rate it as pretty darn good. I'm not going to claim it's perfect because we do on our Facebook page occasionally get negative responses from local people. And I can tell you that I regularly see memes from people who are local that are memes that I don't know if they even realize that they're homophobic and transphobic. So there is still a lot of negativity out there that we have to overcome. And the other thing I always point out is that Pride is for two different audiences. It's for those of us who are fortunate and are able to come together. But it's also for the people who aren't there yet. There are still people today who are afraid to come out, and because of repercussions with their family, their work, their faith community, you know, there's all sorts of different reasons, and everyone has a different one. But for them, and I can tell you from personal experience, being, let's just say, a little bit more mature than some people, you know, I was around when many members of the community were closeted, myself included, and how important it was to see people in the community and for that to affirm that I was okay.
And, you know, it's so important, I think, also, because you never know. There's kids out there that are, you know, maybe struggling with their own sexual identity, and to see negative comments like that doesn't help, does it?
It definitely doesn't. That's why there's a higher suicide rate amongst LGBTQ young people, and the homelessness rate is higher. Even here in Kansas, talk to people who are in foster care. The percentage of young people who are LGBTQ in foster care is higher than in the general population. And research has pretty consistently shown that's not because of their own issues, it's because of their treatment and how they feel about themselves because of how people outside have treated them, either their family or community members. Just even saying, hey, you're okay, can make such a big difference. And I'll throw out something, you know, you probably saw that Carl, I can't remember, Nassib?
Mm-hmm.
Plays for the Raiders, just yesterday became the first active NFL player to come out as gay. And as part of his response, he donated $100,000 to the Trevor Project. And that is the Trevor Project is a hotline for young people under the age of 25. It's the only one that's specifically geared towards people who are LGBTQ, and it's a great resource, and it shows that there is still a need out there and that there's a lot of things we still have to overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and clearly the message this weekend is love is love, and you know, be accepting of others no matter what.
Definitely.
As far as if people are interested in joining the Little Apple Pride organization here locally, how do they go about doing that?
Well, we do have a Facebook page, so just look for Little Apple Pride and like the page. Come on Saturday, like I said, from noon to 3 to the park. There's no admission. We will be passing the hat, asking for donations, and we have a lot of things planned. We have something planned basically every month for the rest of the year, different things from our very popular drag story time and drag bingo to taking a hike in the prairie. So we have lots of different things coming up, and our Facebook page is a great way to get information. But at its basic, just come on Saturday, meet people, say hi, get connected with the community. A lot of community groups are going to be there with tables, so you'll learn about different resources in the community, and just come together and be glad that we're able to do that.
All right. Hopefully the weather will be good too. I think the forecast is looking pretty good for Saturday. I haven't really.
Yeah. Last I heard, it's supposed to be in the mid 80s with rain in the morning and rain in the evening, but clear during the day. So it looks like it's going to be a perfect day. So fingers crossed.
Hey, maybe we'll get a little rain and then see a rainbow out there as well, you know?
Perfect. Yes, yeah, definitely. Maybe. And we're planning to hang up lots of rainbow flags, so you'll definitely know who we are when you drive by.
All right. Well, looking forward to that. Blue Earth Plaza this Saturday, noon until 3, the Little Apple Pride Picnic. Again, this will be a kickoff event here, and big plans for 2022, right?
Definitely, definitely. We'll be back in City Park, and we've already got it reserved, and we'll have a lot going on and a parade again. And, you know, we're looking for ideas. So if people have ideas, tell us what they want. We'll listen.
All right. Well, Jonathan, always appreciate it here. We'll look forward to talking to you here. I know you have some other events you'll be talking to us with here next month. So, Jonathan, we appreciate the time.
All right. Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our show here for today. A lot of good guests here. I want to say thanks to our guests from Pottawatomie County as well, Greg Riott, Lance Forgey, and Heather Gladbach. Thanks to Jonathan Mertz, of course, as well. Little Apple Pride this Saturday, 12 to 3, Blue Earth Plaza. In Focus, coming up tomorrow, we will have education as our theme. USD 378 Riley County, Cliff Williams, the superintendent there, and John Cox in Blue Valley Schools will join us. We'll also get an update from USD 475 Geary County and Superintendent Reginald Eggleston.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Coming up on the other side of CBS News, the Ken Coleman Show, followed by Dave Ramsey, Dan Patrick, and The Game this afternoon. Got the Royals on the radio tonight, opening up a series against the Yankees. Coverage begins at 5:30. Manhattan Municipal Band is at the Larry Norville Band Shell tonight. That concert begins at 7:30.